Oh yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to that sports show that is a lot better loud. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. That's right. Spanning the world for sports that you enjoy. I am the metal man, Sean Rocks. Also a leaper of Gallus Frames, swimmer of the Berkeley Pit, just an all-around super-duper superhero. And a 1974 state free throw champion, hoop shoot, Elks free throw. You know how that went. Welcome to another show and another Monday, Horseshoe League night for the KBMF 102.5ers of the... As we continue our terror on the horseshoe pits of Stodden Park every Monday night. It's the doldrums of July, you know, nothing slap happening in the sports world, really, except some badminton, a little table tennis action. I was going to report on the cricket leagues of Bangladesh, but instead I thought I'd just take a look at the halfway point of the Major League Baseball. Since the All-Star Game was last week, and it was pretty fun. The Home Run Derby, it was pretty fun. You know, the earlier rounds get some big booming home run hitters and they wear themselves out, so when it comes to the second and third round, that they're all pooped and they lose. It was won by, I want to say, Gonzalez. You know, after watching the All-Star game this year, I now know that I hardly know any baseball players playing today. I know Mike Trout. I know Justin Verlander. But I'm telling you, I'm lost on lots of the names. I see where the Atlanta Braves had like five starters in the All-Star game. Let's go over the standings at the halfway point and see where your team lies. In the American League, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, one game ahead of the Baltimore Orioles, with the Toronto Blue Jays six games back and the Red Sox and the Yankees bringing up the rear, nine back. Can they make a second-half push? The Yankees? Can the Red Sox make a second-half push? You know, they're six games over 500, but the Tampa Bay Rays have been playing lights out, 60-36. And the Orioles keeping up. So the AL East, it looks like the division to watch, definitely in the second half of the year. In the Central, it's the Twins, 2.5 up on the Guardians and 6 up on my beloved Tigers, with the White Sox and the Royals. The Royals are out of it. White Sox 8.5, that's pretty much out of it. So the Twins, Guardians, and Tigers. My Tigers actually at the halfway point are kind of in it. Checking the records compared to the last division, the Twins, first place, are only two games over 500. If the Yankees were in the AL Central, they'd be in first place. Instead, they're in last. Pretty wild. The AL Central's got lots of parity going on there. Or five really crappy teams. In the West, it's Rangers, 3 over the Astros, 8 over the Mariners, 9 over the Angels, and 30 above the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's have already lost 70 games this year. Are you kidding me? Wow. Wow. The Rangers, first place record is 55-39. Head to the National League. The Braves, of course, 9.5 ahead of the Marlins, 10.5 above the Phillies. Mets and Nats are out of it. The Braves, 9.5 ahead at the break. The Brewers in the Central, 2 ahead of the Reds, 8 above the Cubs and Pirates, Cardinals, 10 and 11 back, pretty much out of it. They could be in the wild card race, I guess. And in the West, the Dodgers, 1.5 games over the Giants, 2 games over the Diamondbacks. This should be a nice horse race to the end of the season. Padres, Rockies, out of it. All right, that runs down the old Major League Baseball season for you all at the halfway point. As you know, I'll just keep rooting my little Motor City Kitties on because I'm loyal and I'm there to the end, no matter how many games you lose. So, I'm headed out to the Horseshoe Pits to get ready for tonight's action. Always remember, never forget, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Till next week. In the meantime, in between time, always remember, never forget, those who rock are those who win. Till next week, I'm the Metal Man. Peace, love, rock and roll.